Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the 85th Psalm. Amen. 85th Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all Thy wrath. Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. Now watch verse 4. He says, Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou to be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him and shall set us in the way of His steps. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought of being ready for revival. Being ready for revival. We see here in the Word of God, as the psalmist pins her down, and he's speaking of the Lord. He's speaking of the Lord and all the good things that He's done and all the good things that He wants to do. Amen? You realize, if we could just realize, praise God, the promises that we have for God and what He wants to do for us today, the help that He wants to give to me and the same help that He wants to give to me, He wants to give to you today. I mean, He wants to hand it out in a liberal fashion, praise God, and all we got to do is, won't I get it? Amen? He says here, the Lord has been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Now listen, this is what God's already done. Amen? Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. He said, we've forgiven all, even forgiven their sinfulness. And I don't say, we're apt to sin. Amen. As long as we're in this flesh. He said, thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. He said, what do you think about that? What do you think about a God, praise God, that would forgive you of all your sinfulness, amen? That would forgive you of your sin, covered them, praise God, by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a blessing that is. But He doesn't stop there. He said, thou hast taken away all thy wrath. In other words, He said, all that sinfulness, He said, we don't even have to answer for it no more. He said, God, all we got to do is say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner, praise God, and He removes the wrath. Hey, I don't know about you, I deserved it. Amen. Hey, God would have been just if He'd have plucked me up by the hair of the head and wore me out. Amen. But praise be to God. He forgave me my sins. He forgives me my sins and my sinfulness. Praise the Lord. He said, Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. So we see Him here. He said, you know what? The psalmist says, you know, God's been good to us. He's blessed us. He's helped us, praise God, even to the point of forgiving our own wickedness. What a God we serve today. Amen. I'm glad I serve a living God. Amen. Why? Because He hasn't changed a bit. Praise God. He's still forgiving old sinners today. Amen. He's still reaching down and touching in the hearts and the minds of people. Praise God. And changing them from that old vile creature that they were to that new creature in Christ. Amen. It just keeps getting better farther on. We keep seeing God moving. Amen. He says, this is what God's done for us. But notice what He says in verse 4. He says, turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. He said, amen. Said, we've seen what You've been able to do. We see what You want to do. Hey, Lord, we even see what You can do. He said, now what we need You to pray is turn us around. Amen. Hey, I believe what we need today is ask God, like they did, say, Lord, would You please just turn me around? Amen. Get me a going in a different direction. Amen. I believe most of us, hey, praise God, and we're looking for a different direction. Amen. We can't continue on the same way we've been going, amen, because that way's failed us. But praise God, we can ask God to turn us around, praise God, 180 degrees, send us in the right direction. Amen. Amen for His glory. Praise God. When we begin to seek, desire, revival, that'll take place. Amen. When we begin to see God. How do we begin to see God? When we begin to look at His Word. When we begin to give a divvy in this blessed old book, praise God, and we begin to see the power of God, and we begin to raise glory to God, this old blood-stained banner up the glory, and we say, oh God, the Lord, hey, I believe God every word in your book. Amen. When we begin to lift up the blessed blood-stained banner of Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of glory, praise God, we get help from above. Amen. We can't get it here. But praise God, hey, I'm talking about being revived in our soul, praise God. We get it from God Almighty. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you can't work it up. You can't make it up. You can't buy it up. Praise God, but you can stir it up. Amen. Glory be to God. When we get in that book, glory to God, and we begin to see God a-moving, we begin to see what He really wants to do for me and you, praise God, we begin to get help. Amen. What's the best way to be stirred? How's the best way to get revived? When we realize, praise God, that old blood-stained banner. We're going to lift it up and say, you know what? I didn't realize it before, but praise God. Hey, there's a good God of glory that wants to speak to me. Amen. And He begins to speak to us through this blessed old book, and we begin to listen. You know what's wrong with America? We quit listening to God, and we started listening to man. Man's led us astray. Praise God. And God's a beckoning us. He's a wooing us to come back. But praise God, we've got a want to come back. You know what makes us want to come back? It's when we begin to desire the things of God. When we begin to want what He's got. He asked the question, He said, wilt thou not revive us again? Amen. He said, won't He? He said, God, won't you stir your people one more time? Won't you encourage us one more time? I will say, God can. Amen. And He will, if we'll just let Him. Verse 9, He said, surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in their land. Amen. What He's saying here, He said, you know, what we need is, we need to have a reverent fear of God. Amen. There needs to be something stirring down in our soul, praise God, that's going to bring us out of ourselves, praise God, and put ourselves in the hands of a holy God. Amen. He said it's going to take something, praise God, that's far greater than me and you. It's going to take what? Salvation, praise God. Salvation of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I've done been saved. Amen. You've been saved, praise God. We may need salvation. We need maybe to set free. That means to be have liberty, praise God. Amen. I believe a lot of us, so we claim salvation, but we haven't claimed no liberty. Amen. What does that mean? That means deliverance, praise God. That we haven't been set free to worship God and to magnify God and to trust in God like He wants us to trust and believe in Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you get that? I'm glad you asked. You say, well, I didn't ask. I said, I know if I ask, it's going to take you a longer time. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. He said, when we begin to hunger and thirst after God, Brother Jeff, amen. Over in John chapter, or Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He said, glory be to God. He said, when we begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that's what's right in the eyes of God. I don't care what man thinks, praise God. If it ain't right with God, then it's wrong. Amen. But when we hunger and thirst, praise the Lord, brother John, for that's right, glory be to God. God begins to overflow us. That word filled means to gorge. Amen. Means to be fed, to be well fed. It means glory to God. Amen. It means to be satisfied. Hey, glory. Hey, I want to ask you, are you truly satisfied this morning? Huh? Hey, the only way you'll ever truly be satisfied is when you get really hungry. Have you ever been real hungry? Most of us ain't never been real hungry. But when you get real hungry, praise God for something. And you got you ever have those cravings for something? And you're hungry for it? Ain't nothing else will satisfy. Amen. I get those quite often. I like to eat. Amen. I get hungry for something. I get the craving something. And you can, hey man, you can go and you can get this, you can get that, and you get up and you're still not satisfied. You know what I'm talking about? Hey man, it just don't fill the spot. It just don't hit the spot. It's just not that, that taste that you had, that you was thinking about. That's what God's talking about here. He said, when you begin to hunger and thirst for righteousness, for that that's right, praise God, God will begin to satisfy your soul. Amen. Pray why? Because you'll keep looking, praise God. You won't be satisfied with just any diet. Amen. You won't be satisfied with just any sustenance. Praise God, you're going to have to get that that comes from God. Amen. He said, you're going to gorge on that. You're going to feed on that. Praise God, and you're going to be satisfied on that. Amen. Can you look around today and see why the world's so messed up? I mean, we're trying to satisfy the inward man on everything around us. Huh? We're looking everywhere except to God to be satisfied. But he said we need to look to God. But what they're doing, we're chasing around after things. Amen. He said we need God. We need the righteous God. We need to seek to His righteousness so we can be satisfied. Without that, you know what? Malachi sings about that deer that panteth for the water. Amen. That deer is a pain for, you know why? Because it's being pursued. Amen. It's being pursued. It's pining for that water because it's needing that God has for it. Praise God to help it to deliver it. Amen. That's what we should be doing. We should be pining for that water because our adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion seeking to destroy and consume and tear down even today. Amen. But when we begin to seek that water, look with me over at Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verse 1. Let me just read that to you. He said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Amen. He said, that hart, that deer comes in and it's thirsty. Why? Because it's being pursued. And because it's being pursued, amen, it don't have time to drink. Have you ever thought about maybe in this world today, it just we're less like that deer, that heart that's panting for the water. Amen, the devil's pursuing it. The devil's running us here and there, and we don't have time for a drink of water. Amen. Now stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Amen, we don't have time for a drink of water. He said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. He said, it ain't the little G-gods. Amen. He said, it's that great big G God that I'm thirsting for. Praise the Lord. He said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He asked that question. Amen. I won't say praise God whenever you're ready. That's when you can come and appear before God. Amen. He said, whenever you're ready, praise God. I won't say we need to be ready for revival, praise God. Because when we're ready, amen, that's when God will pace it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. He'll pour it out on purpose to those who are ready to receive. I want to ask you this morning, are you thirsty? Huh? Are you thirsty for the things of God? Amen. I hope you're thirsty. I hope you're not satisfied. I hope we come, praise God, thirsting for the things of God. Because He said those that come thirsting, praise God, they shall be filled. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, well, preacher, how do we do that? We take it. We do that, praise God, by taking this old blood-stained banner and by lifting it up and saying, oh God, this is the most important part. Amen, this blessed old blood-stained banner. Hey, glory be to God of the Word of God. We begin to lift it up and we say, God, we know we're like that old deer. That's a painting for the water. But praise be to God, we know that Thou hast the Word of eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have the Word. He has the Word of eternal life today. Praise God, we come thirsty. I won't say when we come thirsty, we'll come to stand. I won't say, praise God, it's time for God's people to stand. Stand young and stand. Praise God, have it done all. Stand for God. Amen. We need to be stirred in our soul, praise God. When somebody says stand, we ought to be on our feet saying, well, glory to God. Amen. Amen. But we'll sit there and we'll say, well, you know, if I get up, what will people think? I'll tell you what they think. They'll think you're standing with God. They'll think there's something stirring in your soul, praise God. Having done all, we got to stand in these days that we live. We got to take a stand. Amen. We got to stand with the living God. Amen. The only one that can give us that help, praise God. We got to take a stand. Praise God that we can We can be like that heart. We can drink from that fountain of waters. Praise God. Do you know what's wrong with us? Can I just share a little story with you? I tell you, I'll show you what's wrong with us. We're kind of like Isaac was back in his day. Amen. Isaac, type of Lord Jesus Christ, who was waiting for a Gentile bride. Amen. Isaac's mama died, Sarah, and it grieved the boy hard. And his father, Abraham, type of the Lord God, praise God. He said, okay, so we need to send him out. We need to send out the servant, a type of the Lord Jesus, a type of the Holy Ghost of God, and we need to find him a bride. Amen. So he sent the servant out to find a bride for Isaac, and praise God, he come back with Rebecca. You remember the story? Amen. A type of the church, a type of me and you, praise God. Hey, at God the Son, God the Father, sent out to get Abraham. But we see in Genesis, I believe it's 26, we see Isaac, and he's out there, and his mama's died, his father's died, and he's taken his family, and he's gone off. But God says, well, wait a minute, Isaac. He said, don't you go back down into Egypt. He said, stay out of the world, son. He said, you don't need that. He said, I've got better things for you. He said, if you'll just stay with me, if you'll walk with me, praise God. He said, I'll bless you and I'll help you just like I did your fathers. Amen. So Isaac stays out of Egypt, praise God, and he goes down there to king of the Philistines. You know the story. And he stays there a while, and he ends up getting caught up in a little lie. He tells him that Rebecca's his sister. Amen. The king finds out about it because he says, looks out there one day and he sees him sporting with Rebecca. Amen. But they was a playing together. They was having them a time together. Praise God. He said, you don't act like that with your sister. King called him in. He said, you could have got us in trouble. Isaac said, well, I didn't mean to. He said, well, hey, so you got to go off by yourself. And boy, that could have been a discouraging day for Isaac. But praise God, he went off by himself. He minded the Lord. God said, don't go to Egypt. Amen. So he went to Gerar and he stayed there, praise God. And God began to bless him. God began to manage. And he gave him animals and he gave him sheep and goats and oxen. And he gave him servants, but without number. Amen. He said, where are you going with this, preacher? I'm going somewhere. Hold on a minute. So he comes up out, and the king said, listen, said, you're just too many here. You're more than we are. He said, you got to separate yourself. He said, you got to get out of here. We ain't gonna keep you no more. He said, you've got to go. And they pushed him off. And so Isaac took his stuff and he went down there to the valley. Now see, he had been up here in a high place. I mean, he had it good for a long time. Amen. But the king kicked out and he ended up down there in the valley of Gerar, Genesis chapter 26. And said he got down there in that valley. Amen. That's a whole lot of us, praise God. We have the mountaintop experience. Boy, we just shout and praise God. We rejoice and we just glorify God and we lift Him up. But praise God, when we get in the valley. But you know what? You know what happens? We get in, it's the same thing happened to Isaac. We get down there in the valleys, and the Bible said he got there to where Abraham had dug a well. Amen. But you know what happened? He said the devil had come along and he'd stopped up the well. Amen. See what was happening to Isaac? He had a thirst, praise God. That this world couldn't satisfy. So he got down there and praise God. Instead of getting the molly grubs and instead of giving up, praise God, instead of going off down to Egypt, praise the Lord, the Bible said he digged again Abraham's well. Amen. He digged again, praise God. He said in there, he said, fellas, I know the devil, the Philistine. He said, they've plugged her up. They've stopped the flow of that living water. Praise God. But he said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to dig her again. They set in, they begin to dig. They got that water to flowing again. Amen. You say, what's wrong with the church today, Pastor? That water needs to be flowing again. Amen. What's wrong with most of us? Our well's been dammed up. Our well's been stopped, and it's the devil, praise God, that's done that. Amen. Our water's not flowing. That living water, that flowing water, praise God, it quit flowing. So Isaac dug that well. The first thing they do, here comes them Philistines. They say, hey, this is our well. And he contends with them. He says, all right, fine, you have this. So he goes down and praise God. The Bible says he digs another well. Amen. He cleans out another and praise God. Hey, I wonder how many, you say, preacher, how many times we going to have to clean out the well? You're going to have to clean it out, praise God, every time the devil dams it up. Amen. We got to keep that water flowing, that water alive. It's got to keep flowing. Amen. So he dug out when they come along and they took it too. And he said, well, this is just a place. He named it well hatred. He said, this is just a place of hatred, hard feelings. Amen. He said, I'm going to put that behind me, praise God. I ain't partaking with bitterness and hatred. It's gone. Amen. He put it behind him. He goes on down, praise God. And the Bible said he digged another well. Amen. And praise God. He said when he digged that last well, glory be, when he dug that well, God just anointed, God give it to him, praise God. And it had living water that was spraying it up. Amen. Why, what are you saying, Pastor? I say, praise God, to be ready for revival. We can't give up. We can't become complacent. We got to just keep digging, praise God. Opening them wells of living water. Amen. And praise God, one of these days, you know what he hit? He hit an artesian well. You know what the amazing thing about them artesian wells? Brother Bill, they're hard to dam up. Amen. Hey, they're coming. They're pressurized. They're coming up out of the ground, praise God. And once you open them up, they just begin to flow, glory be to God. And there ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Amen. The thing about them, they begin to run, they begin to flow, and they begin to flow everywhere. Amen. They begin to water places all around. Everybody begins to get just a little bit of it. Even though old Joe down the road, praise God, his creek dried up, and he got, praise God, a little bit of that water run his creek, praise God, and he'll get a little bit of it too. He may have done been wanting to give up. But praise God, that water began to flow out. And when that water began to flow, praise God, why, what happened? The devil dammed them up, praise God, but God's people opened them up. Amen. And allow them to flow again. Ain't that what Jesus told us he'd do? Amen. Over and look at John. John chapter 7. Remember what Jesus told them to take place in their life if they just trust the Lord? Amen. In John chapter 7, verse 37, he said in the last day, that great day of the feast, he said Jesus cried or stood and cried. Now, I just see Jesus doing this. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Amen. Let him come unto me. See, that's the invitation. That's what he's saying today. He said, if you're thirsty, praise God. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, he said, just come to me and drink, praise God. Amen. He said, if your well's dammed up, amen. You can't get no water out of it, praise God. He said, what you got to do? He said, you just wave that old blood-stained banner, praise God, and just proclaim the good Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And your water will begin to flow. Amen. He said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said. He said, we got to believe on the Lord. We got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe on Him. And he said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, if you'll just believe in me, praise God. He said, I can open up that dam. He said, I can release that water. And that water, praise God, it may have been stale. It may have been dammed up. But praise God, he said, I'll open that dam and I'll let the water flow. Amen. I'll let the water flow with water of salvation, water of love, water of help. Praise God. Those wells will flow one more time. Those wells of salvation, those living waters, praise God, that flow from the throne of grace. Those waters that's been dammed up in our soul, praise God, that don't flow like it used to. Amen. He said, when we begin to get ready for revival, he said, God begins to see. You said, what do you got to do, preacher? He said, we got to clean out the well. Amen. He said, we got to purge those wells. We got to clean those wells out. Those wells of living water can flow in our lives. Amen. I want to ask you today, what about your well? How's your well today? Is water waters flowing in your soul like it used to? I mean, is waters flowing like you'd like for them to? I believe every one of us, praise God, we need to dig our wells. Amen. We need to get rid of all those things. Amen. See, if we don't have revival, if you don't have revival, it'll be nobody's fault but our own. We can't blame it on God if we don't have a revival. We can't blame it on God if we come to church and we don't get stirred. We can't blame it on God. Amen. Pray God, but if we'll lift up His blessed old blood-stained banner and say, on Thee do I trust, oh God, on Thee. Hey, praise God, I'm trusting You to unclog those dams. I'm trusting You, God, to let those waters flow in my soul. See, that's what Jesus was talking about here when He said, out of His belly. He said, out of our heart, praise God, that's what He's talking about. He said, there'll be living waters. Amen. You see, let me tell you why that's so important. Because we need those living waters. To make us alive. Amen. We don't need some old cold, dead stale something. Amen. Now listen to me. We don't need to look back and say, boy, I remember when. Amen. Boy, we used to have some chowders down at the house of God. I remember when the Spirit, amen, praise God, thank God for those times. But I want to say, praise God, my God hasn't changed one whit. My God's the same yesterday, forever, praise God, and He still stirs my heart. He's still undamming those wells. But you know what's happening? The devil's come along. Now listen to me. The devil's come along and he's dammed up our wells. Amen? He's dammed up the wells of our heart. He's dammed it up with deception. Amen? They're saying, well, you know, you don't have to have God. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to pray. You don't have to do this. And you don't have to do that. And you know what he's done? He's dammed up our wells. Amen. He's dammed up our well with indecision. He's dammed up our well with discouragement. He's dammed up our well with disillusion. He's made us think that it can't get no better. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse in the end. Amen. But He's talking about this physical world that we live in. Now listen to me. He's not talking about the soul of man. He's not talking about me and you, praise God, because we can trust in the Lord, amen. We can open up those wells of living waters, praise God, and live, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Like that artesian well Isaac dug that was springing up. Hey, we can say, hey, praise God, we sprang up in newness of life. Amen. It becomes so real to us, praise God, that we begin to see it. We begin to anticipate. We begin to want it. Amen. We begin to ask for it. Amen. Did you hear me? We begin to ask for it. I hope you've been praying. Say, oh God, send me revival. Amen. Praise God. Hey, that's what I've been doing. I got them up. I say, Lord, please send me revival. Revive me again, oh God. Stir in my soul, Lord. Help me. Give me that I need today. Amen. Why? Because He said, you ask. You remember over in Luke chapter 18, down about verse 5? See, they was a little widow woman and she kept going to that old wicked judge, that old unrighteous judge. And she kept going to him with her petition. And she said, I need you to avenge me. He said, people's treating me wrong. I need you to avenge me. He said, I ain't got time for that. He said, take just whatever it is. But the Bible said she kept crying. An old wicked judge, he said, hey, listen, that old unjust judge, he said, listen, he said, go take care of that woman. He said, she keeps crying out continually, and it troubleth me. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when we just keep crying out, praise God, and then glory be to God, and God will say, all right, hey, praise God, let me just move on that. Amen. What do you do? What do you do when that takes place? Praise God, you dig again those wells. Amen, glory be to God. You take that shovel of God and you begin to open her up. Amen. Praise God, you begin to cry out. You begin to anticipate and expect God to move. Praise the Lord. What does He do? Amen. Have you ever dug down in a place where there's water? I mean, you dig down just a little bit and it looks like just a regular place, but you dig down just a little bit and after a few shovelfuls, you bring a shovel out of there and you start seeing water trickling in. A lot of places down east and on the coast, you dig just a little ways down, you hit water. That's why they stack people up and cover them with dirt. A lot of places they don't even bury them underground. They got mausoleums. Because if you dig down too far, you hit water and water starts coming out. See, that's what we got to do. When we get on our face and we cry and we ask again and we ask without ceasing and we ask expecting God, praise God. He said, revive us again, oh God. And we expect Him to, praise God. We just keep digging. That's what we're doing. We're just digging. Amen. We just keep digging. Praise God. And guess what? We dig expecting to find water. Amen. Praise God. One more shovelful. Now, boy, I'm tired. I'm aggravated. I'm frustrated. I'm discouraged. But just keep digging. Amen. I bet Isaac's servants told him, said, "Hey, said Isaac, we dug here. Hey, man, we're pretty deep. We're having to haul it out of here on buckets." He said, "Boys, I know it's here. I pray God it was here once. It'll be here again. Just keep digging." Amen. Just a little while, praise God. You heard down there in that hole, said, "Whoa, glory to God." He said, "What is it?" He said, "We hear water." Praise God. Why? Because they just kept digging, glory to God. Amen. Why? Because they was ready for revival. They was ready for that flowing, praise God, that would come up. You say, "Well, preacher, it's hard. It's hard to stay engaged. It's a discouraging time." Amen. The devil's crowd, it seems like they're just everywhere. Yeah, that's what Noah said too. Amen. Hey, that's what Noah said. Don't you know he had a discouraging time? The Bible says he's a preacher of righteous, preached for 120 years while the ark was a preparing. Preaching repentance that God, praise God, God was going to pour out His wrath upon a wicked people. And he preached and he preached and he preached and nobody listened. Amen. But you know what he did? He just kept preaching and he kept building. Amen. He kept a digging, praise God. He kept getting in there. He kept going in the direction God had told him to go. You say, "What happens, preacher?" Praise God, the devil's just so real. The same thing that happened on Noah's time. Amen. Old Noah kept a building. Praise God, he got her built, and then God said, "Pitch it within and without," talking about that atonement. He said, "Pitch it within and without with pitch." Praise God. And then one day God said, "Noah," he said, "Get in." Amen. He said, "Noah, get in." What'd he do? Praise God. He sent an overflowing flood. Praise God. Let me tell you something today. Amen. They may be discouragement. They may be disillusionment. They may be all these things. Praise God. Seems like they're against us. But I want to say, glory be to God. If we get stirred in revival in our soul, praise God, there's an overflowing flood. Praise God. That'll come in and it'll wash away the wickedness of the devil. Amen. They'll either have to get in or get out. Praise God, it'll wash them away, praise God. Amen. Take them out of your way, and then you can just stand there and say, "Whoa, glory." You know what happened to Isaac? He dug that last well, and God gave it to him. He said, "Praise God," he said, "he's room enough." He said, "This is where I can stay, this is where I can plant fruit." And God says, "Hey, President," he said, "you know what, Isaac," said, "I'm going to give this place to you." Amen. What did Isaac do? Bible said he built an altar unto God. Amen. Hey, place where that was. Hey, glory be to God. He said, "You know, that first well was pretty good, and we dug it." Praise God. And he told his people. He said, "The second well was pretty good." He said, "The third well was pretty good." But praise God. He said, when we didn't give up and we dug that last well, praise God, we got a water, and that was a rushing house. Praise God. We got one of them artesian wells that's a flowing right. He said, "Boys," they said, "Hey," said Isaac, "what's going to do that water? Hey, we're losing all our water." He said, "Let her run, boys." He said, "It don't belong to us anyway." He said, just let her overflow that others might get help. Amen. Noah got on a boat. He shut the door. And the floods came. Waters came up. I could see people's banging on the side of that vessel, Brother Jeff, screaming in agony, "Help us! Oh, no, open up to us!" Oh, Noah. I can see his little wife. He said, "Noah." He said, "Those are our friends, or our neighbors, our relatives, our kid folks. And Lord, oh, Noah, do something." He said, "Honey, I can't do nothing." He said, "I told them what God said, but I ain't the one that shut the door. God did." He said, "I kept digging the well." He said, "And the water come." He said, "Now the water will flow where it will." He said, "I can't stop it. But praise God," he said, "we can sure enjoy it." And they began to praise God in that boat. Said, "Thank you, God, for safety in the ark." Praise God. Speaking the title of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Thank you, Lord, for deliverance." Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor, this morning? I say, praise God, we can have revival when we're ready for revival. If you're ready for revival, praise God, God will flow through you. Amen. He'll overflow your heart. Those living waters will flow up, praise God, and they won't be nobody that can stop it. And then the old adversary, the devil. Amen. Those waters, those living waters. Amen. So see, he don't have nothing. But girl, he don't have nothing but death and destruction to offer. The devil ain't ever done nothing good. He ain't ever built nothing that was everlasting. Amen. Just destruction and decay. But praise God, when that spirit of revival, when those overflowing waters start coming out of us, amen, glory be to God, it'll just wash him away. Amen, he'll be gone. The devil be gone, praise God. But we got to be ready for revival. We got to be stirred. We got to be wanting it. We got to allow God. Amen. You say, what I got to do, preacher? Then we're just going to have to keep digging the wells. Amen. We're going to have to be willing to get in there and stay in there and keep digging. Amen. We got to keep digging. And we got to keep digging, expecting till he come. And he said, in out, he said, if you believe in me. See, that's where faith comes. Remember what I preached last Sunday morning? What happens to us is depending on what we believe. That's how God acts. Amen. So when we begin to believe that God will, and we just keep digging, praise God, expecting, you know what? That next shovel full of sorrow, praise God, I throw out of this hole. Amen. I'm going to hit water. And it's going to come out of here, praise God. And it's going to be that artesian well. And it's going to spring up, praise God, in the newness of life. And it's going to get on me. It's going to get on my wife. It's going to get on my husband. It's going to get on my kids. It's going to get on my neighbors. It's going to get on my dog. Praise God. It's going to get all over everything, praise God. And everything will start looking better. Amen. Why? Because I just kept digging, trusting God. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready for revival? Are you ready to be stirred in your soul? Praise God. Are you ready to just get in, rejoice every day, every night, praise God. Pray and say, oh God, do again. God, those things you've done and all. Lord, say, Lord, I'm gonna keep digging. I'm gonna keep digging. I'm gonna keep believing. I'm gonna keep trusting. Heavenly Father, I'm looking for you to send the water. Amen. Oh no, a preacher arrives 120. Do you imagine? We get discouraged real easy. Noah kept digging for 120 years. Kept preaching. Mean up on top of that boat and they holler at him, no, what are you doing, you fool? You old fool, what are you doing? He said, I'm building an ark. He said, it's going to rain. God's tired of this wickedness. It's going to rain. God's going to open up the heavens. He said, you need to get ready. You need to repent. We need to do right. Just imagine if all the people would have listened to Noah when he's preaching. Amen. They might have been, instead of just knowing his family, oh, those eight souls that were saved by water, as if by water. Instead of that, they might have been 10 or 15 or 20 or 30. Amen. But what happened is they didn't believe. They weren't ready. They weren't stirred. They weren't ready for revival. Amen. They weren't ready for those living waters to begin to flow in the depths of their soul. So that dark waters overflowed them, overshadowed, praise God, and destroyed them. Amen.